Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, sir, everybody. Welcome to another riveting and rambunctious podcast from the old Rough Riders. So today would be our 623rd podcast to date. Aptly entitled, drum roll please, Drop Trump into Crimea and Let Ukraine and Russia Fight Over Him. All righty now. What do you think of that, huh? Yeah, that's it. Let's begin. Time's a-wasting. So let's just airdrop the dump, the Trump, the dumpster fire, the man from the land of lies, lies, and more lies. Let's just airdrop him out of a sea cargo plane, U.S. Air Force cargo plane, into the middle of the Crimea, right between the Ukraine and Russian armed forces, right now with enough food supplies for maybe 2 days, and some water, and just parachute him in, let him drop. If he breaks both knees upon impact, too effing bad. Let them fight it out over him. The prize of war, or the spoils of war. And whoever gets him can go home and declare victory without further quest for any further land. Hell, Russia would probably just give up Crimea and just take Trump back to Moscow, you know, like a trophy. They could do a May Day parade in the middle of January. There we go. And because he knows so many secret U.S. secrets, oh, he would be worth at least a couple of hundred ruble, which each ruble is worth about a penny. Yes, that's it. Drop Trump into Crimea. Why not? Kill three birds with one stone. But, of course, the trials can continue, okay? You know, we could, if Ukraine should be lucky and capture him, all the more better. They could put him on trial over there for trying to yank President Vladimir Zelensky's chains several years ago in that perfect phone call where they needed Jupiter missiles or some such that were vital to their defense at that time. I think it was 2021. And Trump said, yeah, but first you do me a favor, you know, which means getting dirt on Joe Biden's son, which would in turn denigrate and throw dirt on Joe Biden and his campaign in 2020. So there you go. Actually, the phone call was probably in sometime in early 2020, June 2020. But in any event, they could put him on trial, find him guilty, and save us all a big favor. And they could figure out how to house him in a penitentiary, a prison, a house of detention, and far from his Secret Service, which for the most part probably enables him. It does more than just watch him. It enables his criminal activity, probably always has. Woo! So there you go. We're just saying. I think we could get, we had 100 people to vote on it. We'd probably get 90 people with their hands raised up in the air. Do you like this idea or not? And they would say, yes, we do. Airlift him and drop him right over the environs of the Crimea, right between the line, the two armies, Russia and Ukraine, and let him just end up in the middle of that no man's land and have at it, boys and girls. Each army, each military force, have at it. Whoever gets him first can claim victory, and what a trophy. Woo! That would be the world's biggest trophy. There you go. You could, you know, you could stuff him, embalm him, or whatever, put him in a jar like linen, and put them in Red Square. There you go. Opposite Lenin. There you go. Something for the future generations of Russia. Or same thing in Kyiv, you know. Here lies Donald Trump, the world's biggest traitor. And he was more like Vladimir Lenin than Lenin himself. So he lies here and stayed in Kyiv, in formaldehyde, for all generations to take heed, to take note. This is the untimely demise that awaits those who would turn rogue, turn criminal, turn thug, and turn democracy on its ears. So that's all we got to say on this subject. We will speak no more of it. And we conclude today's podcast. Drop Crimea and just let Ukraine and Russia fight over him. Yeah, we like that. We like that a lot. So thank you very much for listening. We're rounding third, heading for home. We slide across home plate, narrowly beating the throw from the Trump and MAGA outfielder yet again, and they lose yet again. They've lost. I think they're getting tired of not winning. There you go. That's the proper way to phrase it. So stay well. Keep it lit. And remember, we ride so you don't have to. And always, always, always remember, stay well. Keep it lit. And if you're sitting, if you're laying supine on your rich Corinthian leather recline high up in the hills of Berkeley or Sausalito, drinking that high-end, top-shelf white wine, you're staring up at the ceiling, and you're just trying to opine something truly, truly, truly divine or even sublime, keep it simple, stupid. Kiss. Just vote blue, no matter who. November the 5th, 2024. Yeah, babies. Yeah, babies. So that's it. We're out. Over and over and over and out. Ciao, bella, arrivederci, and da svidaniya.